Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. I want to talk to you today about grace. Undeserved grace. You know, the meaning of grace is often misunderstood. It's sometimes presented as a, how could you say it, like a soft spot in the heart of God. Oh, God's got a wee soft spot for sinners. Or sometimes grace is presented like, well, that's just God being kind. Oh, he knows we're sinners, but he's kind, for he's nice. But that's not grace. That's not Bible grace. Let me tell you about the grace of God. The loving grace of God is righteous. This righteous, free love of God is not produced by anything outside of God. No, God, listen, he foresaw what we were like, and he purposed in himself to do something about our predicament. He saw our darkness, he saw our death, and he decided to do something for us. Now, that's grace. But listen, this grace doesn't wait for us. Now, listen to me. It doesn't wait for us to seek it before it becomes grace. Grace comes unasked, as well as undeserved. And God saves by righteous grace, which is exceedingly rich towards us. And God's grace is so, just exceedingly rich. It's been clearly displayed to us when we consider how utterly worthless we were before we were saved. Grace saves people, listen to me, grace saves people who have absolutely no good thing in them. Now, this is where a lot of folks do not like the gospel, because they think there's something good in them, and really you're going to go to heaven because there's something good in you. Oh, listen to me, my friend, there's no good thing in you. If there was, it wouldn't be grace. There's nothing in you worth saving. And if you have one good thing in you, something then makes you deserve to be saved. And grace is not grace. It has no room to show itself. And grace takes for granted that we were destitute of everything. The whole head was sick. The whole heart was faint. And grace saves those that cannot produce even one lingering remnant of goodness or even one trace of holiness. Grace, my friend, is for the lost, for the guilty, for the hopeless, for the undone. That might give you hope if you're listening to me today. Oh yeah, because you might feel lost and undone and hopeless. But you're the very person that Christ has died and punished righteously in the place of lost, helpless people. Now, because of the cross, God saves, not because he's got an easygoing benevolence, but rather he saves by grace, and it's righteous grace. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message. Please pray about partnering with us and joining us in our great crusade to make Jesus famous. Perhaps you will take time to visit our website, milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.